I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1522. What are you hooked to? Max Lucado wrote, "Everyone is anchored to something, a retirement account or a resume. Some are tethered to a person or a career position. Yet these are surface objects. Would you anchor your boat to another boat? You want something that goes deeper and holds firmer than other floating vessels. When you anchor to the things of this world, are you not doing the same? Ask yourself, is what I'm hooked to stronger than what I'll go through? Salty sailors would urge you to hook onto something hidden and solid. Don't trust the buoy on the water, the sailors in the other boat, or the other boat. When the storm hits, trust God. Why? Because in Him we have an anchor that is beyond the reach of the devil and under the care of Christ. Secure your anchor in God. Build your life on His promises. The winds will still blow. The rain will still fall, but in the end, you'll be standing with Him." Okay, let's go there today. As you know, T2G is about the two great commandments, loving God in our heart, soul, mind, and strength in our everyday life, asking the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live His life of love through us? And we do that not just on sunny days, but on stormy days. You know, sometimes I hear someone say, "There's a church member who cheated me out of money, and I'm not ever going to have anything to do with the people who call themselves Christians." But if that person had faith in Jesus, do you think he or she would have had their faith shattered because someone else cheated them? What we want is a faith that's in Jesus, that's rock solid. If that person has something he's anchored to that's stronger than another person, it will hold when temptation comes, when trial comes, and he or she can stand firm. But if we're only converted to another human or to an institution or to a bank account or a dream or a job, yeah, we're going to be disappointed. Podcast family, anchor ourselves to what won't blow us away. If you're anchored to Jesus, the storms of life will still come, guaranteed, but they won't destroy you. If you anchor your life to what is also going to give way, then everything will be gone. Dr. Jessica Brown wrote, "What is your anchor? When I ask that question, I'm asking, what keeps you grounded? What's your home base?" We all know what an anchor is. It's a heavy piece of metal that keeps a ship steady and in the same place when the time is appropriate. I love this definition of anchor: a person or thing that provides stability or confidence in an otherwise uncertain situation. That's your anchor. A person or thing that provides stability or confidence in an otherwise uncertain situation. Your anchor is what provides you stability and confidence in a changing, frantic, uncertain world. It's the thing that keeps you grounded and keeps your life from capsizing. For me, your anchor is an idea that is much more complex than the word suggests. It's really about your values, your relationships, even your purpose. Your anchor is your why. It's the essence of what makes you who you are. The anchor, literally and figuratively, determines whether or not you'll make it through the storm. The anchor determines whether you stay or leave. And to just wear this metaphor completely out, I want to note that the anchor goes with you where you go. Ships don't pick up a new anchor every time they dock. Here's the great question: what is your anchor? And how is that obvious to others who see your life? Let's pray the old hymn today. Lord, we admit, in times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need an anchor. We need to be very sure that our anchor holds and grips the solid rock. And today, God, we say, yes, the rock is Jesus. He's the one. The rock is Jesus. He's the only one. Help us to be sure, be very sure, that our anchor holds and grips the solid rock. May that be true for all of us, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1523. In the meantime, just a bit more from Dr. Brown. Ships have anchors on board. Wherever they go in the world, the anchor is there to settle and ground them if needed. That is what our anchors can do for us. So let's be honest today. As you look at your life, what are you really hooked to? What's your anchor? And how will it keep you safe in the storm?